Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5
QYK. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, y'all, we're back from the weekend. Don't worry, it's going to be all good. We got, no, it's going to be all good.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
It's going to be great.
I was a little concerned this morning.
No, back off that. It's going to be all good.
Okay.
Listen, I'm reading this thing here, Mondays. This is another reason. High five yourself right now, because Mondays are the most, you did it, high five yourself. Mm-hmm. Mondays are the most productive day of the week, and mornings the most productive time. Well, it's Monday, it's 6:10 a.m. Folks, we are in the cone of productivity right now.
In the cone.
Now, it's true. This survey, they said they've tracked people over a year. 29% of people are most productive on Mondays. Tomorrow, Tuesday, not bad, 27%. Start to cool off a little on Wednesdays at 20%. Thursdays, 13% productivity. And Fridays, night-night, only 11%.
Night-night.
All right, so times of those days most productive, 31% most productive, late morning, 2% at lunch. Oof.
Really?
14% rebound a little in the early afternoon.
Depending what they had for lunch.
6% in the late afternoon and only 2% at night.
See,
I bet before Netflix, I bet at night was way more productive.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's so much to do on Netflix.
Oh, totally. But do you believe the Monday and the morning thing? That really is the most productive time out of the entire week?
I feel like that's when people are more, they want to change things. You know what I mean?
It's like a reset button.
Right. Like, I feel like more people are,
like New Year's, but weekly.
Sure. It's kind of the weekly New Year's. You're almost like, okay, that's it. I'm going to get a new job or I'm going to start a new business. And it all starts Monday. And then by, let's see, Wednesday at lunchtime. Apparently, Wednesday at lunchtime, it all falls off. And Thursday, we've just given up and we wave the white flag.
All right. Well, good to know. We only got to make it till Wednesday.
We just make it till Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you can only fool yourself till Wednesday, you're just like everybody else. And then we're all good.
I can do that.
All right. So let's all be productive. Let's go. Self high fives. One, two, three. Give yourself a high five. All right. Now we're doing it.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
What's the craziest thing that's happened to you when you missed a flight and the airlines asked you to do something crazy? You know how it's like, oh, but it's bad weather or your plane's not here. And so now we're going to have to do this, 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 and that. 99.5 QYK, it's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. This couple, this is crazy. These two strangers were asked to share a hotel room with one bed after their flight didn't come in.
Get out of here.
No, listen, this is the woman talking about it.
Well, when I found out, I thought, is it a joke? Or is it like, what's going on? You know, like, why? Who does that, you know? Who does that? When the Air Canada agent told her, okay, we just have one room available and you will share it with this guy. The guy also was shocked, was here, but I don't know her. My mom said, I don't know the guy.
So it's this woman, it's a guy, they don't know each other, and the airline said, hey, you're going to have to share a room with him, and there's only one bed, so you guys can either just share the bed or one of you sleep on the floor. I mean, this is not a good deal.
No.
Yeah.
This sounds like some sort of weird reality show like Temptation Island meets JetBlue or something. This is so weird.
What would the name of this?
Strangers in a bedroom.
What would the name of this reality show be? Like,
messed up.
That's pretty good. Like, are you serious?
It would be something with layover, I feel like.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah.
Laid over.
Oh.
Could be that.
It's a working title.
This kind of happened to me one time. I was flying back from Denver to Florida, and we stopped in Detroit, and they told us the flight was going to get delayed. We weren't going to make it. So I was really young. I looked around. I'm like, I'm going to go talk to the hottest chick here.
You got to pick your bunkmate.
Yeah. I was like, if I get stuck in Detroit, I'm talking to the hottest chick.
How'd it work?
Talked to her for a few hours, and then they said the flight was on.
Oh man. All that work for nothing.
Our seats were next to each other.
Wow.
Ended up dating her for a year.
What?
Did you really? Yes.
What's the name of that show? That's a whole nother.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's called The Breakup.
Because it didn't end.
Yeah. It didn't work out. Man, a year. Wow, that's crazy. So it worked out.
We moved to Seattle together.
Oh, my goodness. Now you're making that part up. That's crazy.
I'm not even.
Really? You still keep in touch?
No, it ended really bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know where she is now.
Yeah. But sometimes it's better that way. All right, Texas, what? Good story, though. Yeah, a 3-hour.
That's fantastic.
Well, that, you can't even be mad at the airlines. That's actually worked out in your favor.
No, they gave us a free bottle of champagne for our troubles.
Jeez.
Wow.
And a relationship.
Yeah.
This sounds great.
800-992-1099. Anything can happen. Texas, what was the craziest thing that happened to you? Yeah, by the way, this couple, they did not share the room or share the bed.
No, I think champagne.
The guy paid his own money to get his own room. So, yeah, no champagne, no bed, no relocation to Seattle. None of that happened with these guys. Texas now, tell us what happened.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, so some people use coffee to get you going Monday morning. I want you to hear the audio of this lady who took a hammer to somebody's Range Rover on the street. Now,
the Range.
Yeah, the Range Rover.
Jeez, those are expensive.
Very expensive. Beautiful cars. This lady didn't care. A lot of speculation about why she did it, but listen. These guys are watching.
There she goes.
Oh. Oh.
Dude, those aren't gunshots. That's a hammer.
Welcome to Miami, puppy.
Jeez. Oh, he cheated.
Man.
Bro, this is not true, bro.
It is true.
Sounds pretty true.
That's when you, I guess you, when you get people in Miami angry, that's what happens. That's according to the people watching the video. But, man, it's just crazy. Like, she was wailing on that thing on the Range Rover. Had to be she caught the husband cheating. Remember last week on Friday, we played the audio of the woman on the plane, and I believe that was in Miami.
Yes, it was.
She took the laptop and smashed the guy. It was her husband over the head with the laptop. Here's the Range Rover again.
There she goes.
There she goes. All right, so listen. So let's go back to the airline on Friday. This was crazy. The wife saw the husband looking at other girls.
Yep, on Instagram.
On Instagram, and listen to what happened on the plane.
Oh, you going to come up?
Yeah, man, I'm coming up, man. Get up. You're assaulting me, man.
Oh, I'm assaulting you.
Yeah, what's up?
We'll go back to that hit. A moment of impact one more time. This was the laptop meeting the husband.
I'm going to get my purse.
Yes, you are.
You want to say I'm assaulting you? You memo?
Yeah,
I'm coming. I'm going over there.
You're
going
to be charged with assault.
Fine, whatever.
Fine, whatever.
You're going to be charged with assault. Fine, whatever. That's there's just a lot going on in the world right now. Just, you know, that was Mike Tyson-esque, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What would you do if you saw your boyfriend looking at another girl on Instagram?
I wouldn't care because I've seen him do that. I don't.
It wouldn't be anything like that, right?
No, I always go, what are you looking at? And he's like, oh, what? Nothing. I was seeing this person. I was looking at, like, it's the most convoluted response. And I go, man, right, you were looking at a chick in a bikini. I get it.
I like the voice he puts on. What? Get some of that. That's crazy right there.
I do not.
And I love the guy in the background going, oh, no. Listen real quick.
I need the full story.
That is the full story. I hate to tell you. She looked down. He was on Instagram with a girl. And then.
I can tell you the full story. That was not the first time.
No.
He has cheated in the past.
Well, no.
She was on high alert.
She knows the girl. She knows the girl. He's looking at. That had to be it, right?
It's her friend.
It's her sister. Something like that.
It's her sister.
That could be the whole thing. Maybe that was the sister.
The sister was the one with the hammer on the Range Rover.
I like it.
99.5 Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
Yo, we got a, this is really cool. 99.5 QIK, a chance to win a lot of money, a chance to win a lot of money coming up at 8 o'clock. By the way, this is FGL's cash.
Yeah, Florida Georgia Line wants to get you paid.
Those guys, man, they're rolling in money.
Yeah,
but
they are.
But the cool thing about it is, I'm going to share it with you.
Yeah.
So 8 o'clock, we're going to do a little bit of FGL high-low. All right, it's a big cash game, and let me give you a quick thing about what this is. This is 8 o'clock. We're about an hour away from this.
Yep.
All right, so we should be ready for this. So you're going to have to pick an amount that you think it is that FGL wants to give you, right? And then we'll tell you if you're high.
Okay, so for example, I could say $500.25.
Right. And let's say the real amount is, well, let's just say it's higher than that. So we'd be like, wrong, it's higher than that.
Oh, man.
And so then you listen to what other people guess, and you keep trying to call and win, And then you're like, oh, well, if that guess was high and that guess was low, then you start to get the boundaries of the cash.
Right. And then you narrow it down exact amount. And if you guess the exact amount, what happens?
It's all your money.
Hey.
That's the crazy thing. Whoever guesses the exact amount, you get the entire pot of FGL's cash. You're not sharing it with anybody.
Yes.
That's where you do Monday right there.
Yeah.
All right. So 8 o'clock, win FGL's cash, high, low. 8 o'clock this morning, we're less than an hour away. That's how you start a Monday, man. I'm telling you, you win a big pot of cash. It's pretty cool. And it's FGL's money.
Pretty good to me.
Coming up next, Weekend in a Country Song. Get yours ready. It's 99.5. All right, Luke tickets coming up at 7:40. That show is Watch Out this Friday. Luke Bryan this Friday. We got tickets at 7:40 this morning, 99.5 QYK. Jumping ahead to 8 o'clock, win FGL's money. Shot for you to play a little high-low action. Guess the money, you win the whole pot if you get the money. So get ready for that. First, it's our Weekend in a Country Song.
Yeah.
So for y'all listening, like, what country song would perfectly describe your weekend? Text it to us, 800-992-1099. Tell us the story why, too. Like, what happened? All right, I'll jump right into mine real quick. Here we go. That is not mine.
I was like, this is definitely mine.
Jumped in there. That's definitely not mine. Sorry, that's yours. Sorry. This is mine. It's Happy Birthday, which I guess is similar to Jingle Bells. But it's Happy Birthday with a banjo. And our little baby, who's not a baby anymore, Cal, turned 2 yesterday.
Oh, but I feel like he's still a baby.
He is our baby, but I told Melissa, I was like, we got to stop calling him the baby, like, because he's just not a baby anymore. But he is our baby.
He is your baby. And you know what? Maybe he's not technically a baby anymore, because this is the very first time today, mark it down, that you have not referred to Cal's age in months. You always are like, oh, yeah, you know, he's 32 months or whatever.
32 months would be a lot.
Yeah, that's 2.5
months. All right, well, whatever.
No, I get what you're saying. But you're right.
I can't keep up with all the months. All
right? You're right. I do that.
You
I don't know.
Always have said that. You're like, oh, okay, he's 21 months.
I'm crazy. I mean, he was born in St. Pete and 2 years ago. Gosh.
Oh, here we go. Walking down memory lane.
It was. It was really cool yesterday. Like, we had a great time. We had this crazy little birthday party with him. And just the pool and cake and ice cream and everything. But I went, man, 2 years? Whew, singing on by.
Yes, it is.
It was a great time, though.
The post you put up on your Instagram was so cute.
My wife made that collage. She made it. She gets all the credit. It was really cool. But it made me sad in a good way. Like, it was a sad happy. But because every little picture I remembered, and I went, wow, I can't believe 2 years. And all these moments are gone. I mean, you can remember them, but they're still gone.
Yeah.
You know, I can't believe they flew by like that.
I just thought it was so sweet because you even put in there, you're like, I'm probably going to cry today, but that's okay. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. It's just because this is the last time, you know, celebrating a 2-year-old. That's your baby.
That and, is, because you're all, you closed up shop. So that's the last little guy.
It's done. The lease expired. It's done. All right, Melanie, here's your Weekend in a Country Song.
That would be Jingle Bell Rock.
Yep.
The George Strait version. And that's because this weekend, it was Christmas in July. We did an event, a fundraiser for the Mr. Strong Foundation downtown St. Pete at Park and Rec. And people came out in their ugly Christmas sweater and attire and T-shirts and tank tops. And
had a good time.
It was really fun. There was a Christmas tree with a bunch of White Claw underneath it.
Dunk booth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were firing baseballs and dunking people. And
the mayor was there.
Mayor stopped by.
People from Siesta Key. Talk about the spectrum. The mayor and then reality show stars from Siesta Key. It was so random.
Any way
awesome.
They can get the mayor on an episode of Siesta Key. That's how we need to bring that together.
Well, if they were filming last night, he would have been.
May have been.
Or Saturday.
Yeah, it was good. Great great cause, great charity, great organization, Mr. Strong. So it was really cool to be out there and just meet a bunch of y'all. It was really fun.
And I just love Christmas, so it got me excited.
Man, it really is how, even though it was 90 degrees, just the like vibe of Christmas.
99 degrees.
It really was. It was like,
oh,
but the vibe of Christmas makes you happy.
Yeah, Christmas in July is a fun theme for sure.
Kevin, here's your Weekend in a Country Song.
Yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we bad? I want to do everything you do.
That's Watching You.
I've been watching
Yeah, it's about a dad and a son. Jenny and Olivia actually went to Orlando for the weekend because it's Jenny's sister who had a baby shower and Jenny put it on. So Jake and I stayed, you know, back here in Tampa, and we hung out all weekend, went to Chuck E. Cheese, Chick-fil-A, stuff he wanted to do.
Kevin and Jake weekend, yeah. I was going to say, that sounds pretty fun, actually.
Wait a second, we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, and we get to go to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Sign me up.
So we just hung out all weekend. It was great.
Dude weekend.
It was just a dude weekend. Yep.
That's cool.
It was fun.
All right. Yeah. That's a weekend in a country song. Text is yours, 800-992-1099. What song is it and why? Tell us the story real quick. Carrie Underwood is on 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
There's Kenny, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. So you know how we were doing a Weekend in a Country song, and we asked y'all to text in, like, what would be your Weekend in a Country song? What country song describes your weekend?
Yeah.
Got this great text. I don't know her name. She just sent it in. Carrie Underwood, Louisville Slugger to the entire truck.
Whoa.
So we responded, wow, unbelievable. And then we got the bah-ha-ha-ha, not just the headlights, the entire truck.
All right. Well, the sheriff's office is also listening, and they are trying to track this woman down.
I don't know. Some of the other texts, I think this person may have deserved it. Like, I feel like she's not worried about sharing your story. Like, this person must have done something pretty bad.
Well, yeah, when you smash someone's car,
right,
and then you text the local radio show to tell them about it, you really give zero F's, like, yeah, whatsoever.
You're totally removed from any type of punishment that could have happened.
It's like the woman who attacked her husband on the plane with the laptop. They're like, ma'am, you are going to get charged with battery. And she's like, fine, like, whatever. Fine.
Yeah, and so that's what's crazy. This happened over the weekend. Actually, it was like last Friday. It was in Miami. This woman looks over at her husband. He's on his laptop on Instagram looking at these girls. And she's like, you've got to be kidding me. She grabs the laptop and smashes him over the head. Here it is. That was this woman texting us.
Fine, whatever.
Because they said, you're going to be charged with assault. Fine, whatever. What do you mean you're texting the radio station? Tell them what you did. Fine, whatever.
Fine, whatever.
She does not care.
When somebody calls, have you ever caught your significant other looking at somebody else on Instagram or Facebook? Would you call us right now and tell us what you did? I don't think hitting someone with a laptop is the answer. It's just not.
No, I just ask who it is. I'm like, oh, what? How did you come across this page? Well, I just am more curious about that. Did you go looking for bikini girls? Because then we have a problem. But if she just showed up in your feed, your Discover page or whatever, it's like, okay.
It's always the worst timing, too, when you're around, like, your significant other, and you hit, like, the home button, and it's like, oh, God. Like, I don't even know this person, and they happen to be doing a photo shoot on Clearwater Beach wearing almost nothing.
I'll just say, us as guys, we never go looking, okay? It just shows up.
It just shows up.
Yeah.
It finds you. It almost hunts you down.
Interesting. That's also what Brian says. He's just like, no, I didn't look at any. I was just looking at this, and then that popped up, and then
it's not easy being the prey. You got all these predators after you. These pictures of people in
predators
bikinis. Right.
Playboy predators. All right.
The prey. 800-992-1099. Have you ever caught your sniffing other looking at a picture? What happened? I mean, you got this woman in Miami bashing her husband over the head with his laptop. And then you've got this woman who's texting us, she pulls the Underwood, takes the bat to the car.
Jeez. I just need Brian to be listening this morning because he needs to realize how good he has it. I'm not crazy.
We're all looking at each other.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah, I'm not crazy. All right, we'll get to your calls and texts on the way. Brian, I hope you realize how good you have it. That was the quote, by the way.
It's true. I'm not crazy.
800-992-1099. Call or text. Luke Combs is on QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK. Yeah.
Luke tickets were about 5 minutes away. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Listen, I got to tell you, you know, I got 5 kids. I don't need something else in the house that cries, but this guy has an exotic bird, and the bird cries like a baby. You're not going to believe this. Listen.
Okay, this is Nico having a temper tantrum, getting ready for a show. And now she just said, why are you crying? Nico, are you done? This is what I go through every day, and people think I have a crying baby up here.
Oh, my goodness.
I will show you. It's really just Nico.
It's a bird.
Nico, you are such a baby. Yes, you are. Now people are coming in because you were crying. Okay, let's go impress these kids, okay?
So Nico does shows for kids, like birthday parties and stuff. But I guess he's a little overworked lately, and he's crying because he doesn't want to work anymore.
He's probably heard so many temper tantrums at birthday parties that, you know, the parrots and stuff, they pick up stuff.
This was me when my alarm went off this morning. It was just like Nico the bird. I heard the beep, beep, beep.
This is what I go through every day.
Yeah, I know.
That's me.
Crying baby up here.
Is that also our alarm goes off, or is it when we get the email that we're having a meeting?
Baby up here.
Can it be both?
Oh, it is both.
I will show you.
Yeah, it is both. Luke tickets are next on QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
All right, this makes Monday so much better.
Sunrise, sunburn, sunset, repeat.
Luke tickets for the show this Friday. Let's do it. Callers 9 and 10. Playing Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game, 800-992-1099. Now we're down to crunch time. We've only got 5 days before the show. So name game is on. And then at 8 o'clock, FGL's cash. So we got a really wild 25 minutes here coming up with Luke tickets and FGL's money. Call us right now.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Luke Bryan tickets up for grabs. That's what we're playing for right now. That show is this Friday, so we got to get you in.
Yes.
It is crunch time. Danica and Taylor are contestants this morning. Danica, you were the ninth caller, so we are going to start with you first. Going to give you a category. You'll have 5 seconds to name one thing in that category. After you do, Taylor, you'll have 5 seconds to respond to name one thing in the category. Then you guys will go back and forth till the first person runs out of names. Remember, no repeats. All right, 5 seconds is on the clock. It's Shark Week. This is the week where we all get excited to watch sharks on TV. Yeah. So, Danica, here we go. Your category is name things that live in the ocean. Go.
Seahorse. Bluefin tuna. Sharks. Atlantic cod. Turtle. Grouper. Catfish, salmon, tarpon, butterfly fish,
Five seconds has expired.
Taylor, that means that you are going to Luke Bryan.
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, shaking.
Taylor, congrats. You got the tickets. You're going to be at Luke this Friday. Danica will have another chance tomorrow morning at 7:40.
Okay, thank you. Congratulations.
Man, they did pretty good, but I thought, like, clams, shrimp, oyster. I was going down the seafood menu at all my favorite sports bars.
Oh, see, I was just thinking Finding Nemo. So, clownfish.
Ooh, that's a good one.
And then I was also thinking there's trash in the ocean.
But it doesn't live. It's not alive.
Oh, but it had to be living?
Yes, things that live
in
the ocean.
Well, guess I'm not going to Luke Bryan.
No, coral? That could have been it. No, you're not going to Luke Bryan. What did we forget? Text us, 800-992-1099.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
All right, and two songs. Two songs. Somebody is going to be the first person in Tampa Bay to attempt to win Florida Georgia Line's money. All right, in two songs. It's High Low. We're going to... I'm nervous already. I'm nervous already because...
Someone's got to start it off, though. Someone's got to call up.
It's a big money contest. You're right. Someone's got to call up, right?
And just take a stab at it. Just guess an amount of money, and if you guess it correctly, then you win.
We will tell you if you're too high or too low. Of course, if you nail it right on the head, you win the whole jackpot. That's the greatest thing about High Low here, and it's Florida Georgia Line's money, so we got extra money to give away. Because I think the radio station was maybe running low on money, so we had to call FGL, and they were like, cool, we'll step in. But whoever guesses the amount wins the entire pot of FGL's cash.
And even if you don't guess it right, you're still qualified to go to the show.
Oh, yeah. Anybody who plays qualified to get tickets to the show, which is great. All right. Two songs away. Win FGL's money. High Low. 99.5 QIK. Get focused. Get focused. Two songs away on QIK. Man, I'm nervous. We got a big pile of money here from Florida Georgia Line, and we're about ready to give it away. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew, but we can only give it away is if you guess the amount of money right on the amount, dollars and cents. All right, caller nine. I'm being told that it is Frank, and this is the first time we're playing.
Come on, Frank.
Listen up. We're looking for the exact amount of money here. Frank, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on, brother?
I'm just getting to work.
You are the inaugural caller.
Awesome.
We need your guess. What do you think it is? And again, if you guess the right amount, you win the entire pot of money, Frank.
Okay.
Dollars and cents. What do you think it is?
Dollars and cents. I'm going to guess $949.50.
$949.50.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, let's see.
The amount is higher.
The cash jackpot is higher than your guess.
Too low. Okay.
Too low.
All right. So if you're playing along, make sure you write that down. $949.50 is too low.
11 o'clock, your next shot on 99.5 QIK. It's win Florida Georgia Line's money. Frank, good luck to you, man.
All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
It is Mutt Monday, 99.5 QIK. A doctor forever friend today.
Is that you or the dog?
I love making dog noises, man. Gets me excited. Hey, real quick good news. Last week, our puppy
got adopted.
Smoke. That is so cool, and thank you all who get on the Facebook page and like and share. It just gets these dogs exposed to so many people, and we proved it again. You proved it again. Thank you all for listening. We're about to jump right over to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page and show you a new puppy.
And this one you are not going to want to miss.
Pat is here from Pet Pal. Goodness.
Hello.
Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. Good morning. Happy Monday to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for being here. Hey, we're on a roll. We're getting a lot of dogs adopted.
Yes.
This feels really
great.
Good.
Great.
So this morning we have, what's his name?
Pancake.
Is it a she? A he?
It's a boy.
It's a boy. Pancake.
It's a boy and he's a boxer mix. So if you like the boxer coloring and the boxer look,
yeah,
this is the puppy for you.
Also, if you like pancakes, this could be meant
right?
to be.
Exactly.
I think it's pretty
That's
cool.
That's made in heaven.
Why
yes.
not?
Pancakes and boxers. I mean, yes.
Pancakes and puppies.
Who doesn't like it?
That could be a new event for you guys.
That could.
An early morning pancakes and
get
puppies.
A short stack. Adopt.
If y'all put that together, I'll come out and cook pancakes.
All right.
Yeah, I'd
All
like
right,
that.
Mark. Okay.
Pancakes.
That's your word.
Pancakes and puppies. Okay. All right, so we're going to go to the Mark and Melanie Facebook page. Real quick, how old is he?
He's 4 months old.
Oh, he's
a puppy.
You know what's funny? He walks and he's still doing the awkward walk with his big paws. It's cute.
And
it's really cute.
His face hasn't fully grown in yet, so it's just so floppy and puppy-like. Oh,
yeah. I don't know, obviously, but it looks like he'd be great with other dogs. Looks happy.
Yeah, he seems to do well with other dogs. He rides great in the car. He's really friendly. He's really a great dog.
Do you think he also likes pancakes?
I don't know. He just flattens out like one if you try to get him to move.
He does.
That's where the name came from.
Cute. Well, I love it. Thank you for being here, Pat. We're going to run over to Facebook. We'll do a video here so y'all can see and hopefully like and share. Just spread some good karma in the Tampa St. Pete area here. We spreading out these dogs and getting it all ready to go and getting dogs adopted. So Mark and Melanie Facebook page, let's do it. Let's get Pancake a home and let's also eat pancakes too.
That's
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Hi, y'all. Here we go. 2019 strikes again. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. You know, these virtual reality headsets, you put them on your head, right? And you only, and it goes from like your TV or your monitor, your screen, whatever, into your headset, and you live in this fake world.
Yes.
Right? Well, this
virtual
guy was doing
reality.
He was playing a virtual reality video game, and he went crashing right into his TV, smashed his head. Listen to what happened.
Can you duck?
Yeah.
Ouch.
So there it is. He went crashing right into his TV. He was playing a game where he had to kind of duck and get away from things coming at him.
Yeah.
And he went right into his TV, knocked the TV over. He fell over, had a big old knot on his head. Ladies and gentlemen, 2019 strikes again.
These videos never get old because people are playing along and they have to jump over things and walk through mazes, but they don't realize that they're walking in real life. Well, so they walk into walls.
What they don't realize is they're still in regular Earth life. That's a virtual life. It's not actually real. Here it is again.
Can you duck?
Yeah.
Ouch.
He actually gives you
a bruise.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit of an ouch.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
You know how when your headlight goes out, some people will put like that red flimsy tape to make it look like
if the glass or whatever the plastic is broken.
Well, this guy pulled over at a convenience store when his headlight went out or his taillight went out, and he bought a red Gatorade, and he wedged the red Gatorade bottle. He wedged it into the taillight so that when the light went off, it went through the red Gatorade and looked red.
Why? Would you even think to do that?
Dude.
That's great.
This is crazy. So the police pulled him over. They said, you know, it just didn't look right. You can't put a red Gatorade in place of your taillight. He was given a warning, not a ticket. And later that day, he did have his taillight repaired. I got to tell you, though, this is a very Boy Scout, MacGyver-ish type of way to get this done. Not that.
I actually am impressed by that.
I just would have left it. I mean, to think to get a Gatorade. Oh, what's red? I know, a Gatorade.
Red Gatorade.
It's just weird.
Let's jump over to Missouri real quick. This guy was going around restaurants, and he was stealing the grease from the restaurants. He was sucking it all up in this thing, and then he was trying to resell it to other restaurants.
This is a common thing. Grease traps, they lock them up so people don't do this.
So he'd been breaking into restaurants and doing it. Well, of course, there was cameras inside. Well, he has a very distinct tattoo because it's on his face.
Oof, face tats, dead giveaway.
And so when the police were like, oh, your face tattoo that says sinner all across of your forehead with a red heart in the middle. So the police just started hitting a bunch of local restaurants. They're like, look, there he is, sinner face tattoo with the red heart. He was arrested. Dude, when you have a face tattoo that says sinner, you only better do good things. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get noticed all the time, but get noticed for something good.
When you have that tattoo, I feel like it's the opposite of how the court system works. It's actually you're guilty until proven innocent.
Right. Well, that's why he's on Nutbags north of Florida. Focus in on the people in the 49 other states.
With face tats.
And red Gatorade. As taillights. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.